Well, of course, many of us are staying at home or working from home due to the coronavirus, and that has a big impact on our mental health. Here to talk about ways to stay healthy during this time is Dr. Tanya Hansel. She's a psychologist at the Tulane University School of Social Work. Welcome, Tanya.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. Well, you know, usually, of course, during a crisis, people take comfort in being near their friends and family, but that isn't possible right now. So how is it affecting people? What kinds of issues are you seeing?
Well, I think consistent with any disaster, we're seeing people fluctuate. You know, they'll have moments of, being happy and impressed by the amount of people coming together over this. And then in the next moment, you can feel sad or scared or upset that maybe you've had to miss out on some activities and such. And I think we're going to have to see how this plays out and see kind of how long, you know, I think the most important thing for people to realize is that this is temporary. We don't know how long, but this is temporary.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know another thing people are missing are the casual interactions they have every week, like going to the coffee shop or the gym or the local bar. Will you talk about those week ties, as they're called, and how they're actually really important?
Yeah, I mean, humans are social individuals, and even introverts like having people in the background. So those casual kind of links are very, very important. Really, they kind of also center us around a routine, right? We go to our coffee shop around the same time, and we see the same people. And even if you don't have a close relationship with them, it's nice to nod and say hello. The nice thing about those things is that we can still do some of them as long as you're not compromised or have been, knowingly been exposed. You know, people can go out and just from that CDC safe distance, you know, wave to people, acknowledge that people are around and still get a little bit of that connection that we do see.
Yeah, I have to say, when I've been walking my dog and see people, I'm inordinately excited and wave wildly.
Yeah, and that's how we're going to get through this, right? It's just, it might not be as intense as we would like or as close, but we can still acknowledge and see that we're all, the whole world is in this together.
Right. So, of course, a lot of us are working from home either part of the time or all the time now. Can you give us some of your best ideas for staying mentally healthy and connected during this time when we are doing things virtually or by ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most important things you want to do is keep some of these routines. So get up, get dressed, and if possible, have a dedicated office space, even if it's just in a corner of a room. So that kind of triggers your brain that you're working at that point. And you want to stay connected, checking in with colleagues via telephone or video conferencing. And then to make sure you're taking breaks throughout the day. It's kind of easy to kind of get confused on work versus home life. And so you want to make sure that that you're either scheduling breaks periodically, maybe going on a walk, or just kind of taking a break from your workspace.
Mm-hmm. What about technology? It seems like we're very fortunate to have it right at this time. So can you suggest some ways that we can use it? And also, are there ways that might not be so good?
Yeah. FaceTiming with family and friends, especially the elderly, if they're more isolated because of their risk, is great. Or, you know, even just calling and texting. And I know that everybody, including myself, I have a list of maybe TV shows or movies that I want to watch whenever I have time and take that opportunity. You know, have something that you're looking forward to every day. And technology is one way that we can do that. Because where in the past it may have seemed like an overindulgence, now we need those types of things that can keep us excited and kind of looking forward to a small treat every day. And you do want to be careful about too much screen time, you know, especially for individuals that may have kids at home, because it's easy to get into that habit too much. And a lot of their school is also online at the moment. So you just want to be mindful and maybe lack your kind of, if you only would allow yourself maybe one movie a week, well, maybe you increase that, but just kind of be mindful of how much you're depending on that and using that.
Sure. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Tanya Hansel. She's a psychologist at the Tulane University School of Social Work, and she's talking to us about how to be mentally healthy during this time when we might have to stay home so much more than we usually do. Dr. Hansel, what's happening where you are? Are you counseling people, counseling students, or working from home, or what's...
Yeah, a little bit of all. Counseling, not as much at this moment. You know, that's usually traditionally reserved for kind of later on into a disaster. But now it's kind of answering questions, getting facts to people, getting information about the university. And we've moved all of our classes online, and I'm still part. I'll go into the office some. We have a very small amount of our faculty that go in. And then the rest of the time I'm working at home, which is, you know, it's been hit or miss. I have two young kids, so they tend to pop into some of my meetings. but so far it's been okay, and everybody kind of gets a little laugh, and it kind of lightens the mood a little bit. So I don't mind as much as I might have in the past if they were to kind of barge into a meeting.
Sure, of course, a little comic relief. So you had, when we were emailing about this conversation, you had mentioned a website about mindfulness. Could you just tell us a little bit about mindfulness, why it's important, and mention the website?
Yeah, a website that I like, and they have a good little free overview of it. And if it resonates with you and your self-care, you can definitely buy into more of their system. But it's called mindful.org. And it's mindfulness is just being kind of in the moment, and it's being aware of being in the moment, and it's being aware of how you're feeling in that moment, the physical space around you, and kind of it helps to center you to realize that we might not know what's coming tomorrow, but we do know that what we have and what we have right here, and it can be a really good way to kind of appreciate and to take stock in those small things that sometimes we might take for granted that are so important during these types of crises.
Mm-hmm. Any other websites or books, resources you would recommend?
Well, I think there's so much on the line. A lot of libraries are opening their audio books. I think there's a really great, way if you just kind of need to decompress and don't want to actively be reading. Other things you can do, there are plenty of YouTube videos for yoga. For kids, I really love cosmic yoga. It takes them through kind of storylines with the yoga, and that's a good way, 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be a lot of information or, an hour of meditation. Even just 10 minutes can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I've just been really impressed with how people are coming together, and people are concerned about mental health, which is something that, in the profession we've been talking about for years. So it's really good to see people saying, hey, we need to be mindful of this. So congrats to everyone.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Hansel, and take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was Dr. Tanya Hansel. She's a psychologist at the Tulane University School of Social Work.